Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, Instant Feedback Fun. We'll reset it at 12:10. Kang, do you have enough for a reset at 12:10?
I can't. They won't stop coming in, Doug.
This is... I think we should do this all week. It's just every 2 hours we'll read another bunch of your campaign slogans. For people who missed it, it's your last name, then put 2020, and then whatever your last text was. And that becomes your campaign slogan if you were running for office. And they're all kind of funny. Some are funnier than others, but all of them are pretty much funny.
I had ones that just missed the cut.
Yeah.
Because they weren't my last text, but they were last text on different text streams that I had here. One of them would have been, Anderson, 2020, sounds fake and made up to me. That could have been fun. Or, Anderson, 2020, no go for me, but thanks for the offer.
There you go. These would be great campaign slogans. 248-539-9797. Okay. Somebody in the show needs some advice. Are you laughing at another one?
Anderson, 2020. It was a brutal mugging.
Is that Zion related?
Yes.
Okay. Are you done? Because if you got more, we can keep going.
It would be funny too, any memes or gifts you send. You know, like what? That's your, like, all of a sudden your campaign, like, oh, okay, this guy's running on the...
One was a picture I'd sent my friend. It's a picture of my friend with his wife and his wife's twin sister all making unhappy faces.
That would be
funny.
Mine would be a baby in a diaper dancing on a table.
So, is it your baby?
No, not my baby.
What?
But she's ready, though.
What are you doing this week, Kang?
This week, I'll be taking some time off, going on a little vacay, and make our annual trip to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas. Kang's going to Vegas.
Kang always goes to Vegas. This is awesome.
Goes to Vegas. Vegas, baby.
Yeah.
So that's cool. So
speaking of baby.
Yeah.
Literally this year, Vegas baby. Literally, the baby is going to make her first trip on a plane, and we're going to Vegas.
This sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah, it sounds... I'm scared, man. I'm not going to lie.
I got
relatives in Vegas?
We have my wife has a family in California and Las Vegas. They all want to meet the baby.
Okay.
So we just, you know, hey, let's just do this.
Okay, so it's not like you're staying at the Mirage with the baby and leaving the baby
in the
room.
Part of the trip we are.
Okay. It is like you're staying in the Mirage.
Yeah, I'm a little the plane, the hotel.
I feel like if we had just said like 3 years ago, Kang, how do you feel about taking a baby to Vegas? You'd be like, hell no, I'm not taking any. I'd never take a baby to Vegas.
That's just stupid.
I'm intrigued by this because Kang, being a first time father, me, I'm obviously not. I don't have children
that you know of.
How trepidatious are you about this first trip on a plane with the kid? Like, what's your biggest fear?
That she's uncomfortable. You know, I really fear about her, and then which makes everyone else on the plane uncomfortable. Because
right?
I'm not. I do not. Like that guy who's drawing attention to himself, causing, you know, everyone else to have a horrible time, being uncomfortable. So my first priority is the baby, making sure she's okay. But like I said, if she's not okay, that's going to mean a lot of people around us are not going to be okay.
So how did this affect your seat purchase?
I mean,
the problem is it's Vegas, so every flight to Vegas is packed.
Yeah.
Every flight.
Really
doesn't
matter
if you're coming from Fargo.
Think.
Every flight's packed.
It's not going to really matter, I don't think. I think like we were going to bring pacifiers, teethers, whatever, a bottle. You know what I mean? What can we do? And just hope and pray. We've never done this. She's never been on a plane. I don't know if there's any tips out there or people. Listen, the question can't even be, am I making a mistake? Because this is happening. This is happening. So it's more like, how do I get through this? And Gator, you're a guy without any kids. How sympathetic are you to the family? You know what I'm saying?
Did you use the word sympathetic?
I know it's on your list. I know that the kids have made the list of things you do strongly dislike. But
no, it's usually because of the parents' decisions. But I would say this. Seeing I actually have gotten a lot more understanding as the years have gone on. I get it. You know, you've got a young baby, you've friends and family that want to see the baby. You have to, easier for you to go to them than to have them come all the way over here for you because they're coming from a different couple different states there. I understand it. And there is a part of me that is sympathetic to it because I know there isn't a parent out there that wants their kid to be fussy and crying during a flight because it does make everybody else uncomfortable and they feel uncomfortable. And I feel bad for the parent because they don't want that. I get it. I know you don't want it. But shut the kid up somehow. No, but I am a little sympathetic to your plight there, and hopefully there are plenty of people out there that have great ideas on how to stifle the potential for the uncomfortableness.
The disaster that's about to take place.
How old was your oldest when you took him on a plane?
I am trying to think back. I think he was over the age of one. I think he was a little bit...
Okay,
an age where we could negotiate a little bit to have some potential negotiation.
How old was the second child when she was born? When she went on her first plane ride? And there's what, a 4-year age difference, 3-year age difference?
Yeah. Again, I don't think we took any on a plane as young as what, 7 months?
Yeah, she's 7 months old.
7 and a half.
How many weeks is that, Gator?
Well, it's about 30 weeks.
But then the other part of this is...
Well, the problem with Doug is then you compound it because then you have three kids. And would you rather have one infant or three kids under the age of 7?
And the other the issue that we didn't even really get into is now you... Let's say the flight goes okay. Guess where you are now? Vegas with a baby. You're in Vegas
a
baby.
Right. Well, it's true, but he's in Vegas really because he's going to see family and friends. But the first part of the trip, you're in Vegas for Vegas. I don't know what are you doing?
I know it's going to be a different kind of trip. I'm not going to be, you know.
You're not clubbing it.
Yeah, I'm not clubbing it. I'm
not
saying
salt. Are you going to see Salt Bay?
What was that?
You're going to hang out with Salt Bay?
No, I'm not. Listen, I know it's a different kind of trip. I get that. If we can make it through the plane trip, you know, pretty well. We'll get to the hotel, we'll check in, and basically both myself and the wife like to gamble. And if it's just us two, we already said it's a one-person gambling trip at a time.
Yeah, someone, shifts.
Yeah. And I told her, you sure we can't bring the monitor? And just because it's got Wi-Fi, we got the phone.
No, put the monitor on the blackjack table.
I said, sir, excuse me, no phones, but I got to watch my baby.
Yeah, yeah.
I
mean, your kid's crying, you got to go, never leave a heater. You never leave a heater.
You split aces and eights, right?
You've always.
So what happens to you when you're on a heater and you got to leave because time's up, you got to tag off and go back upstairs to, and it's your shift to watch the kid.
Too bad.
Bad reception. Right?
Sorry, your wife actually would understand. Hey, I was on a heater. I couldn't leave.
Would she?
And then you just start making it rain with $100 bills and she's fine with it, right? Or no.
I guess the one thing... This would be my advice to you. Don't expect it to be anything like any Vegas trip you've had before. Don't hold up the standard of being any Vegas trip you've ever had before. This is like a completely different
trip. This is a business trip for
him. This is a business trip.
The business of showing the kid off in front of family and friends. That's the business.
248-539-9797.
I mean that in a good way, too, by the way. Not being a jerk.
Hey, gentlemen. Good morning.
This is John in Livonia. Hi, John.
Good morning, guys.
What's up?
I had my two kids at the same time. They're 13 months apart. So I took them both to Vegas at a big family trip. The biggest thing is to keep the schedule. It doesn't matter what your schedule is. Hopefully you book the flight around the kids' sleep schedule. Mm-hmm. So if they say you're leaving at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, they normally take a nap around 2. They'll go to sleep on that plane. You can pretty much bet it if your baby's on a schedule. If not, then it doesn't matter what you do. If it's an extended period of time, you're going to have trouble. I did that, and I had a fine trip out there. Problem was, about 3 weeks before I left, Spirit changed my flight times coming back. I had this set up so we were leaving Vegas in the middle of the afternoon. They put me on a red eye coming back. My kids were insane. I told the stewardess, this was not my original flight plan. You guys changed it. You guys got to put up with my kids because I had it figured out. I had to get an extra day hotel because, of course, you can't walk around with a baby for 7 hours waiting on the 10:30 flight to leave Vegas. So my kids screamed half the night coming back home from Vegas. Oh. And I let them. I fell asleep. They kept screaming. But it wasn't my fault. I had them on a schedule.
Kang, how does the flight align with her nap schedule?
See, this is a great point. Was it John? I'm sorry. John, great point. My wife booked the ticket, so she purposely found the airline and the flight that had the best schedule for our baby and the nap times and the feeding. So she says, this is the flight, this is the time, and it's totally based on her. If we can, like, feed her right before we take off, you know, things like that.
Hopefully she sleeps. We can't have a delay.
Yeah, basically. That is good advice, and advice that's already been taken. So, yeah, she has – I didn't even think about that stuff. You know, I'm an idiot, but she did, and she – hopefully things work out. So that is one of the things we are trying to do. That's part of the game plan.
248-539-9797. Andrew is in White Lake and next. Hello, Andrew.
Hey.
Hey.
The way I did it with my kid is those little puffer snacks, yogurt things that you can get at Meijer or anything for your kid.
Yeah.
We just had my oldest son chew on those during the flight. It helped his ears pop, and he was pretty much fine with it. And we just kind of kept him busy while we flew, so he was pretty happy.
So,
and I flew with him from Texas to White Lake, and I had two layovers to get on.
And you had the yogurt tubes, those things?
No, they're like little puffs. They're like little cereal for babies. They just dissolve in their mouth if your kid's old enough.
Okay, so those snacks kept him occupied for a good portion of your flight, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I flew out of Fort Hood because I was in the service, and I had to go from Fort Hood to Houston, from Houston to Detroit, and he was fine. It just a little fussy when his ears popped because he wasn't used to it.
Kang, are you coming well armed with snacks and distractions?
Well, we have, like I said, the pacifier teether. I guess we got to bring a toy or two, right?
Yep.
Maybe her cuteness will win over the entire plane, Gator. What do you think about that? No?
No.
No, Gator?
No.
Nothing there?
No. I mean, the cuteness
She's
is great.
Cute, man.
But here's the thing, though. Kids are only cute when they're not crying. As soon as they start crying, there's no cute about it. Nothing. Oh, isn't that cute? She just messed herself. No, that's not cute.
Nope.
Not to anybody else. You got to clean that up, and that's no good. And then the kid starts wailing away. No. But your kid is adorable.
Thank you. She's another adorable. Thing is, like, so peeking, talking about packing stuff, right?
Yep.
We got to bring the car seat, the stroller. I've never done any of this before. Checking in at the gate. Like, this is
but you know what you're
foreign territory, man.
Here's what you're going to get. You're going to be the one, though, that say, if anybody needs any special needs to board, that's you now.
Oh, I get first boarding?
You get first boarding because you are the one with small children.
Everyone's just going to hate stare me as I walk to the front.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, no.
Who cares, man?
I care, dude.
Look, well, here's the deal. You have to figure that, half the people on the plane have been there, right? Half the people have been parents and tried to get their kids and had to take their kids on a plane. So Kang's getting a ton of advice here on taking a baby on a plane. You're not only taking a baby on a plane, you're taking a baby on a plane to Vegas. You're shaking your head. You know, 2-3 years ago, you know damn well this was a terrible idea 2-3 years ago. 2-3 years later, you're actually doing it.
Well, listen, are people excited to go to Vegas?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, always.
they tend to get a little tipsy and rambunctious.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't want to be the guy to bring everyone down, you know? I definitely am considerate of other people and how this is going to go down. Trust me, I don't want her to be uncomfortable and make everyone else uncomfortable and be
Nobody
looking
does.
At us. Yeah, so I'm just trying to, you know, take care of this before it actually happens. Any advice will help. Like I said, we already scheduled the flight around her nap time. Hopefully that works. Like I said, she's still nursing. If we had to do that, that happens. The bottle, whatever it takes, man. I don't care. I'll get up and walk around on the plane. I'll be that guy. What, working the aisle, Gators?
Here's
I got to do it, man.
Here's feedback. Schedule the flight around nap time. Yes, that is good advice, and you did that. Kang is going to straight up live the hangover. Yep.
Do you know where your seats are?
My baby's name is not Carlos, by the way. But no, I don't. The wife booked the flight. I'm assuming. I mean, why? Does it matter? What do you want?
Where would you best? Think would be best? I'm asking you. Where do you think you would
well,
be best
listen,
placed?
Normally, if it's just me and the wife, or just me by myself, I want a window seat. Mm-hmm. But if I have to get up, right? Don't we want something aisle-wise then?
Do you want to be? I would think you'd want to be towards the back of the plane.
Back and aisle.
Yeah.
First class, if they're listening, would be nice.
From Scott, baby in Vegas, her favorite game is craps.
Oh, see what he did there?
Is your next trip Amsterdam? Ship the baby with priority FedEx. Ship. That's from an unnamed texter. Ship.
Yeah, you can do that.
Pass out foam noise-canceling earplugs. That's actually not a bad idea.
You think so?
Yeah, get like 20 pairs to all the people in the immediate vicinity.
And then when they don't work, they all throw them at you?
Yeah.
Yep. They're soft. Let's go to Josh in West Bloomfield. Hi, Josh.
Hey, so I did this with my daughter when she was 9 months old. Tie toys to your bag, because that way if they fall, they don't hit the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if kids like to put it in their mouth or anything like that. That way you don't have to worry about that.
Wife will like that advice.
Any.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Get some fishing line.
Yeah.
No, you can't just, hang it like two inches away,
Fishing line.
Why not? Fishing line's strong. Test strength, man. Hold a 50-pound fish.
Good idea, Josh.
Yep. Good idea, Uncle Gator.
Yeah. Got it, man.
Flight to Vegas is nothing. My kid was one, and we took her on a 22-hour nightmare to the Philippines. That's from Steve.
Is that coming next for you, buddy?
Yeah, Australia.
Yeah. You have family in Australia, right?
Yeah, they're coming at us. I'm not going out there.
Give her a bottle during takeoff. Plan her nap around the flight. Drinking the bottle will help her ears pop and hopefully save you the screaming. That's from Tim.
And you drinking the bottle will help you out, too.
Whiskey?
Yes.
Rub a little whiskey on her gums.
And mine.
And a lot in yours.
Kang, bring earplugs for every passenger with an apology note in each pack, just in case. That's from Bill Downriver. To make it work, throw your typical parenting out the window. Whatever the kid wants, she gets while on the plane.
Honestly, I read that one. I think that's the best advice. Because, the wife right now is, anti, iPad, phone, all that stuff. You know what I mean? Doesn't even, let her, really watch TV or have it on in the room, things like that. I think in these extreme conditions and circumstances...
F that.
Right? Basically, right? Just get us through. Get us to Vegas, and then we'll go back to the old way. But until then, hey, do you want to watch Netflix with me or whatever, yep. Right?
Ev?
Ever watch the new, the latest Marvel movie, the latest Avengers movie?
I would just ask Doug about it.
Well, that's the point. Good, Doug didn't need to be caught up, right? He just went and saw it. So
I just went and saw it.
Her first foray into movies is watching the last Avengers movie.
She'll finish it and be like, eh. Right, Doug? Yeah.
It was all right. It was good. I can see why people like it. Ev, what do you think of this idea? Taking a baby on a plane to Vegas.
Oh, I told him right off the bat, don't do it. Cancel the trip.
Cancel the trip.
Well, I mean,
I can't wait till you have to take
it. I mean, no offense to Kang. I understand it's a situation that you can't really avoid. But, man, if she starts crying and pooping and throwing up and everything in between, it's going to suck. But... having said that, screw those people.
I can't wait till you have to take a baby on your golf trip.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take the kid. I'm in. You know what? I'm in. Take the kid wherever.
Yeah, see what happens?
Boy, baseball game, take the kid.
Boy, you.
Bachelor party, take the kid.
Bachelor
strip club,
party.
Take the kid.
You flipped in a hurry back there.
I'm all over the place today.
Sorry, man.
Bring a bottle and buy juice at the airport. At takeoff and landing, let your baby drink to keep the ears from popping. That's from Dan.
Given Evan's mood right now, I think we should constantly check in with his text message.
Well, he started the show with his campaign was Jenkins 2020. I'm just trying to make things right.
I wonder where it is right now.
See, he's still trying to make things right, man.
I have three under five. Grandma lives in Florida. My advice is... don't do it. Absolute nightmare.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. If you're going to Florida, you're expected to be on a miserable flight to Florida, aren't you, with all the kids going to Disney World?
Yes.
That's expected.
That's true. A great point. This is an adult.
Yeah. Vegas is not going to be any kids. You're going to have the one kid on this flight. There'll
Baby
be one.
Needs a new pair.
Yeah.
Of earplugs.
Yeah.
Kang, does your daughter breastfeed? If so, make sure she's feeding during the actual takeoff until you hear the 10,000-foot elevation bell. During the descent and landing, that will keep her calm, keep her ears from having pressure. I've flown with my baby to Maui, the Philippines, Las Vegas, and Detroit, all between 6 and 15 months. No problems at all. That's from Eric in Hawaii.
Geez, that baby's got a lot of frequent flyer mileage.
Yeah,
no kidding. Vegas is possibly the worst place in the nation to be with a baby.
It's probably not much worse to take a baby. I mean, the only good thing is it's not like that 20-hour flight that some people have done.
They make baby melatonin. It's a godsend. That's from an unnamed texter.
Pick some up on the way.
Back to your phone calls. Joel in Ann Arbor. Hi, Joel.
Hey, yeah, I've done it. I've taken an infant and a three-year-old at the same time to Vegas. The flight out, not a problem. We've always gotten a seat for our baby so that she's in a car seat. That way they're familiar with how to fly rather than a lap baby. The flight home is we got all the dirty looks because those flights home from Vegas, even though it was like at 10 a.m. in the morning, people are hungover. They want to sleep.
Nobody likes a flight back from Vegas.
No mood.
Yeah, the flight back was the worst. But I say get your own seat for the baby. The baby don't do a lap baby. Get a seat, put the baby in its car seat, you know, strap it in so it's used to being in that car seat.
Strap it in there, man.
Thank you for the advice, Joel. 248-539-9797. What do you think you're going to take from this conversation, Kang?
I'm going to take a lot of it, actually, to be honest with you. I'm going to pack the toys, pick up some melatonin, baby melatonin, Benadryl, whatever it takes. Like I said, I'm willing to do whatever it takes, and I will definitely text you guys and update you on how the flight went and how the rest of the plane received my baby, and hopefully she was good. And if not, wish me luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.